It's a really interesting moment for Solana, because the governance community is looking at proposals that could meaningfully change how the network's monetary policy works.
The main ideas are to expand fee burns and accelerate disinflation, which means reducing the rate at which new SOL is issued more quickly than originally planned.
That said, these aren't immediate changes. They still need to go through community discussion, technical review, and formal voting.
Still, the debate itself is telling. It suggests a shift from a purely high-growth network mindset toward one that places more emphasis on long-term sustainability, tokenomics, and value accrual for SOL holders.
And fee burns matter, because transaction fees are central to how blockchain economies work.
Exactly. Fees discourage spam, compensate network participants, and let users prioritize their transactions when the network is under load.
On some networks, a portion of those fees is permanently removed from circulation.
For Solana, that's especially relevant because the network is built for high throughput and low individual fees.
So even if each transaction fee is small, the total amount can become meaningful when you scale it across a very active network.
Burning a larger share of those fees could reduce net supply growth, strengthen the connection between usage and token supply, improve long-term holder confidence, and encourage better economic discipline as adoption grows.
The potential upside is significant.
More burned SOL could offset some of the new tokens issued as staking rewards.
If network activity stays strong, a burn mechanism could make inflation more responsive to real usage rather than just a fixed schedule.
That could make SOL's supply outlook more appealing to investors who are concerned about dilution.
But fee burning isn't automatically positive.
Right. If fees rise too much, users could simply move to cheaper networks.
The goal would be to preserve Solana's low cost, high-speed experience while reducing excessive dilution for existing holders.
Faster disinflation would also change SOL's supply path over time.
It's important to clarify that disinflation does not mean supply immediately shrinks. It means new issuance grows more slowly.
Solana's inflation schedule was originally designed to decline gradually.
Accelerating that process could make the token's long-term supply profile more attractive, especially for holders who care about reduced dilution.
But inflation also serves an important economic function, because newly issued SOL rewards validators and delegators who help secure the network.
If issuance is cut too quickly, staking returns could fall, validator incentives could weaken, and smaller operators could find it harder to stay competitive.
Validators and stakers are a key consideration here.
Validators process transactions and maintain network security.
Their income comes from staking rewards, transaction-related revenue, and other incentives.
Delegators, in turn, earn returns by delegating their SOL to validators.
If disinflation is too aggressive, staking yields could drop, which could change behavior across the ecosystem.
Some participants might seek out higher-performing validators, while others might move capital to alternative assets or networks.
So the outcome will depend heavily on how the policy is structured.
If fee burns are introduced alongside reduced issuance, governance participants will need to make sure validators still have enough incentive to operate reliably.
They are likely to examine validator costs, commission rates, network performance, and reward distribution before supporting any final change.
Several governance questions will shape the final outcome.
First, the community needs to decide how much of total fees should be burned, and whether the burn should apply to all transaction types or only specific categories.
Second, it needs to determine whether the disinflation schedule should be gradual or faster.
A slower transition may offer more predictability and reduce disruption to staking and validation, while a faster approach could deliver monetary benefits sooner but carry greater short-term risk.
Third, voters need to assess the impact on users.
Solana's competitive advantage has depended on fast transactions and low costs, so any fee-related change must preserve usability while improving long-term economic balance.
The broader takeaway is that these proposals are not just technical adjustments.
They reflect a deeper question about how blockchain networks should distribute value among users, validators, stakers, and token holders.
If implemented carefully, fee burns and faster disinflation could make Solana's monetary model more usage-sensitive, predictable, and sustainable.
If implemented too aggressively, they could reduce validator incentives, lower staking appeal, or make the network less attractive to users and developers.
At present, these ideas remain under governance discussion.
Market participants should be careful to distinguish between proposals that are being considered and actual approved protocol changes.
The final outcome will depend on official votes, technical specifications, implementation timelines, and the community's ability to balance short-term rewards with long-term network resilience.
Solana's next phase may depend not only on speed and adoption, but also on how effectively its economic rules evolve with the network.